So the subject of the shiur today, I think I mentioned last week, will be exactly. Someone remembers what I'm saying. Sfiras Ha'Omer. What happens if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfiras Ha'Omer? Will we continue counting Sfiras Ha'Omer with a bracha or not? So of course everyone knows the din. If you didn't count one night, there's one opinion that says that if you missed the night, you can't continue counting because it has to be tmimais. There's a machloikis.
You can't continue counting at all, or just with the bracha? You can't.
According to the opinion that says that it has to be tmimais, you can't continue counting at all. There's another, that's the Bahag. But Tosfos holds, or Rabbi Goin holds, that no, even if you miss one night, you could continue counting. So since this is Safik who we paskin like, or it's Safik brachas lahakal, so we continue counting without a bracha.
Right.
So now, Chayri, even if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira Saimer, what should change? Why, we've been counting.
Right.
We've been counting Sfira now, Bezman HaGolos. Why should it change when Mashiach comes? So let's see inside the Sikha. It's a few points. It goes through. It's very negay to understand the mitzvah of Sfira Saimer. What exactly is the whole mitzvah all about? And to really understand the pshat and this opinion that if you miss a day, you can't continue counting. Let's see what the Rebbe says. And the Rebbe will bring in this question of what happens if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfira. So we're going to start on page 10. Got it? You're on here? Page 10.
There's only one page, two sides.
There's two sides, yeah. Page 10. And Sif Gimel, Behektim Hashem Nisbayev Mokam Acha, the second paragraph. So there's another Sikha where the Rebbe explains this point. And as follows. B'tam Hadeyis. What's the reason for the opinion, which is the Bahag? Bal Alochas Gedeles. He's from the Rishonim. So what's the reason for his opinion? Shim Shochach Lisper Balayla Echos. This is, by the way, a quote from, I believe, the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch. That if he forgot to count Sfira one night, Hifsid Mi Mitzvah Sfira Saimer Legamri Kishishchisa Mimena Yoy Mechad. You totally lost continuing the Mitzvah of Sfira Saimer when you missed one day. Shanema Tmimas Tiyana. This is part of what you learn out of Tmimus Tiyana, that it has to be every single night. If you didn't count one night, you missed the whole mitzvah. Now, the simple pshat in what they say is, and this is what it's mashman, rishayim, and achrayim is, that what's really this machleik is if whether you miss one day, you can continue counting or not. So the conventional pshat is, the opinion that says you could continue counting holes, that every day is a separate mitzvah. What I'm doing tonight is independent of the night before and the night after. The opinion that says that you can't continue counting holds that it's really one long mitzvah divided into 49 days. And therefore, they're dependent on each other. That's the conventional pshat. But the Rebbe says, no. She'eina kavona b'divreye. Pshat of their opinion is not shekol mem tes yoyim he mitzvah achas, that all 49 days are one mitzvah, and therefore b'meile kishahechse yoyim echad nesbatla mitzvah. And then if you miss one night, then now you mevatel the mitzvah, so you can't continue counting. No, that's not the case. Ki kol yoyim v'yoyim hu mitzvah b'fnei atzmai, every single night is a mitzvah for itself. Shalachain, and the raya for that is, very good, shalachain mevarchim l'chol ayla v'layla. According to all opinions, you make a bracha every night. If the mitzvah, l'kula alma, was one mitzvah to count 49 days, then maybe you should make the bracha just the last night when you complete the mitzvah. Right? It also has other rayas, which are brought into Ha'aretz here. Yes, take a look in Ha'aretz 26. Meturitz Gamkin. You see the second paragraph of Ha'aretz 26.
You make the bracha by the last night because that's complete.
Or maybe the first night?
I don't know.
Are you there at the beginning or at the end?
Not every night, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Meturitz Gamkin. Another thing over here is that answers, and this is why I said the last night. Take a look what the Rebbe says here. Eich mevarchem al sfira sayim b'chol laila. How could you make a bracha every single night? Ve'ein choyshishin sheyachse b'sfira sayim shel achrize. Once you miss a night, if you're going to say that it's one big mitzvah, your chesaron is not only mikana lahaba, everything you did retroactively was also not done. It's one big mitzvah. So you missed, it's like a person that takes 3 minim instead of 4 minim for the lulav. So you're missing the nights before as well. So in the retroactive, you made a bracha levatala. Al derech, this is a similar thing. Shem evarchem besfira zava, shem etiste riyasa. Why does a zava not make a bracha, even though this, it's a mitzvah, last week's parasha, v'safra lo.
It's a mitzvah to count.
It's a mitzvah to count, yeah. Why does she make a bracha last night on this mitzvah?
Unless you're going to say that in the next 5 minutes from when the last dick is down until...
So the reason is because shematis teriyasa, that she might, the whole thing might fall apart if she has another riya. So then the whole sviris nikiyim will not work. So say the same thing by sviris aimer. You shouldn't make a bracha. So the point is, kiven she'ein ze koireya besviris hayamim shalifnei ze. It doesn't take away from what you already counted. Ki im b'negel hayamim shalachrei ze. As the Rebbe will explain inside the sicha, we'll see. Okay, let's go back into the sicha. But the point is that really all opinions agree that every night is a separate mitzvah. If every night is a separate mitzvah, so why if I missed one night, according to the Bahag, do you not continue counting? So back inside the sicha, the Rebbe says, Elo, rather, the kasha hechse yom echad, if you miss one day, chasara inyan de tmima is tiyena she'en min yonai b'shleimus. You're counting. The numbers that you're counting are not whole. What you learn from tmima is tiyena is that even though every night is an independent mitzvah, but the independent mitzvah of every night is that the number should be right. You could only count 10 if the night before you counted 9, and you could only count 9 if you counted 8. So the numbers have to shtim. The numbers have to be right. And therefore, if you didn't count 9, so how could you say 10? For you, it's not 10.
Yeah, your
for your sphere, it's not 10.
It's an amsha, continuation.
Yes, the mitzias of 10, the number 10 follows after 9 and comes before 11.
Yeah, that's why we say Shavu Echad V'Shleish Hayom, meaning it's a week and 3 days.
Okay, there's the idea of counting days, counting weeks. There's a few shittas, right, by the way, about that. Do you count how you say the weeks, how you say the days? Do you say shloisha? Okay, that's already going into more details. But even before you get into those details, 10 could only follow after 9. So it's true it's an independent mitzvah. But still, there's a seder. There's tmimos. You have to have 9 to get to 10. Zoyi semeres. It spells it out more clearly. Hakavana b'tmimos tiyanohi. When the Torah writes it has to be whole, tmimos. Shasiris ha'odam, when the person counts, tzarech liyis b'tmimus u'b'shleimus, has to be a whole counting. Shalchein tzarech lahaschel lispoir b'erev. Another din you learned out from tmimus is also the time when you count. You count by night, not by day. If you forget to count by night, you count by day without a bracha. Because the mitzvah is tmimus to start from the beginning of that, the whole full 24 hours, so you start at night. For example, if you did not count the ninth night, you can't count the next day, 10 days. For him, in his counting, you don't have mitzias shel sfiras yom asiri. You do not have a 10th day. If you don't have the 9 days before, you can't go 1, 2, 3, and then skip 9 and go to 10. So, and you can't count 9 the next day either, because it's not the 9th day of Sfiris Yom. It's a lie. So to count 9, you can, because it's not true. To count 10, for you, it's not true. So therefore, you're stuck. You can't count.
Why, if anything, it should be actually before, right before Erev, it's a tmim, it's a full day.
Mm-hmm.
Why the beginning of the day?
Beginning of the night. Beginning of the day, which is at night.
Yeah, beginning of the night. Well,
beginning of the night.
It's not tmimus. It's not a full 9 days.
When should you count? Ben Hashmoshes, it's Safik Yom, Safik Lilo. Could be the previous day. You have to count by Tzeisak Yechovim. And Taka says that you should try to count.
It should be tmimus.
What are you saying? Why is that possible?
Day. Meaning, when you wait till the day is almost ending, then you have a full day.
No, you're counting the hayoyim, you're counting the upcoming day. When you count not the past. Hayoyim, from the very first moment when you could actually say.
So how do you see that that's tmimis?
That you're counting the full day. If you count 10 hours into the day, so then you're counting only 14 hours of the day. Oh, you're saying this day that I'm in now is the 10th day.
Or we say a bracha all night long.
Correct, right. But it does say that you should try to do it as early as possible.
Is that mitzvah
tmimus? Yes, mitzvah tmimus. Not only because mitzvah habal yotcha al tach mitzana. I believe it's because of tmimus. There's an extra inyum of sfiris ayim to do it earlier on.
I've seen that.
Now Alter Rebbe brings it in a Shulchan Aruch. Yeah, but you can count with a bracha a whole night until Aleis HaShachar. After Aleis HaShachar, you can't count with a bracha. Okay, so the point that Rebbe's machadish here is everybody agrees that it's separate mitzvahs. It's just that the mitzias of 10 cannot follow if you don't have 9 before. So v'hinei al pi'anal. So if this is the case, sha'ar hechrich, the tmimis b'minyonam, that the fact that you have to have a full count which means Shem Shachach Lisper Laila Echad Eino Yochel Hamshach V'Lisper V'Bracha. If you miss one night, you can't continue counting. Eino Mitzazeh Shehechse Pratma Mitzvah. It's not because you're missing part of the mitzvah, because each night is a separate mitzvah. El V'Pnei Chesaren B'Hamitzius The Sfiras Hayamim Abon. You're missing the mitzius of 10 or of 9, and you can't have 10 without 9. If so, you would have to say that an Eved Kanani is mechuyev in mitzvahs like an Isha, and an Isha is mechuyev only mitzvahs as man groma, so she's spotted from Sfira Saima. Now, in the middle of Sfira Saima, this Eved gets freed and he becomes a full Yid. And while he was an Eved, even though he wasn't obligated, but he counted every single day. And now when he's freed, he has the full obligation to count like a regular Yid. He should be able to count with a bracha. When he counted as an Eved Kanani, he counted, but he didn't have the obligation. And his counting is not a mitzvah. Kivin Shamitzias, but however, because he did count, Shamitzias, the Sfiris Hayam HaKayd, Menach HaSeiratz, the fact is, he did count. If we're gonna say that it's all one mitzvah, and they're dependent on each other, so then if he wasn't Mechuyiv the night before, the fact that he counted is not counted at all. You weren't Mechuyiv in the mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah, so you can't have half of the mitzvah. Actually, you can't have two minimum of four minimum of the lulav. You can't have half a mitzvah. But since the Rebbe explained that it's each night a separate mitzvah, so as long as he counted as a yid, as a full yid, counted as Eved Kanani l'chayde, it should be mitzvah. It should combine.
Saying even the according to our opinion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But the Rebbe says no. Avo yeshleimar de einikay. This is not true. Why? Chayde, he counted. He counted yesterday, he asked 9, he asked 10. Yesterday he wasn't mechuyev, today he is mechuyev, but the fact is that he counted. Fakt Rebbe says, ki inyan hasfira kishala atzmai, just the counting in itself, lulei hamitzvah, if not for the fact that the counting is a mitzvah, ein mitzias, is worthless. The counting in itself is not a mitzias. What does this mean? So let's see what the Rebbe said. What does this mean? He counted. The fact is, he counted. What does it mean? Any mitzvahs? Share gam lule maisa sfira. Let's think about this. What does counting mean? What does a person accomplish when he counts? Share gam lule maisa sfira. Even without the person counting and saying, today is the 10th day of the Omer, shala adam kol yoim hu b'mispa mesuyim. Without, we don't need you to count to make the fact what it is. That this is a certain day, the first day, the second day, the third, it's a fact. This is, today was what, 22 days, it's a fact, whether you count it or not. When a person counts, what is he doing? He's not changing the fact. So therefore, just counting without a mitzvah is not a mitzvah. It's not doing anything. It's not adding anything. It doesn't change anything. V'imkein ma'isa svira mitzad atzmai. Just counting on its own ain loy mitzvah. It does not accomplish anything. That's what I think that ever means. When it says the words ain loy mitzvah, it doesn't mean that the words that came out of your mouth when you counted as a goy doesn't exist. The words didn't come out of your mouth. Of course, the words came out of your mouth. But it has no significance.
Like taking a lulav and esrog, not on mitzvah.
Exactly, taking a lulav and esrog, not on on Chanukah, right? Or eating matzah on Tisha B'Av. But it's legabe.
The term used before also was mitzias.
Right, but it means that it doesn't have any significance for mitzias, the mitzvah.
Legabe the mitzvah.
Right,
yeah,
right.
V'rak
hamitzvah lispoir hazman. When you have the mitzvah to count the time. He sha'isas asvira lemitzias. The mitzvah gives a chshivas to your counting. Al derech, this is similar to the lashon that it's used in the Gemara. Mitzvasei achshivei. The mitzvah gives chshivas. I think another way of putting this could be as follows: take tonight, yeah, or today. I don't say tonight; I didn't count yet. Well, today was 22 days of sviras aimer of the aimer, right? As much as it's 22 days from the aimer, it's also, I don't know the exact cheshbon, but it's about 62 days from Purim, and it's also about and it's a certain amount of days from Hanukkah, and it's a certain amount of days of Sukkot.
Right,
what designates this day specifically that we should define it as 22 days from Daimit, that we're establishing, that we're giving it a certain chshivus, that it's this and as opposed to anything else. If not for a mitzvah, today is 22 days from this, it's you can count, depends where you want to start counting from. If you want to start counting from 10 years ago, so it's a certain amount of days from then. You can put your starting point wherever you want. So there's nothing that defines and separates, that isolates it. This day is 22 days from the Yomer. Besides when you have a mitzvah. When the Eibishter gives a Yid a mitzvah, and that the Yid should announce and establish that today is 22 days from the Yomer, that gives the day a certain chshivus. The fact that it's 62 days from Purim has no significance. Nobody cares about that. The fact that it's 22 days from Svirah, that gives a certain chshivus. So through the mitzvah, uttering the words Hayoyim, Esrim, Shnayim, Esrim, Yoyim, establishes it. It's not stam uttering words, counting, stam saying words. It actually establishes the day. If you don't have the mitzvah, then you stam uttering words. Then you're not doing anything. For the same price, you could say today's 22 days from it. It's 62 days from something else. So an Eved that counted it without having the mitzvah was stam saying words. Then when he becomes free, then he's a yid, a full yid, then he has to start counting.
He wasn't
the mitzvah,
shayich to the importance of the mitzvah.
Yeah, to the real accomplishment of what the mitzvah, of what counting establishes. It's okay. Down saying words.
Well, Yisha can't say with a bracha.
A what?
We pass in Ashkenazim, pass in Yisha could say with a bracha.
Yeah.
And there is a mitzvah of mitzvahs, even if not chayuvahs.
Oh. Yeah. So according to that opinion... No.
He's Makabal Schar.
I don't know about that.
Goy?
No.
How about a sukkah?
Goy does mitzvahs in Makabal Schar.
What? You're going
to
work.
He can't keep Shabbos, for example.
No, not allowed to keep Shabbos. Goy Shabbos Chayav Misa. No. You can't compare Goy to an Isha.
An Isha for sure.
Isha, some Achleikis. But according to the opinions, we pass in that a Goy, sure, the Alter Rebbe brings in Shechonarich, the Noshim Anoyik to count. So it could be according to that opinion if they're saying a bracha.
The woman also put on the phone. I mean, Rabbi Rashi's daughter, right. They did these things. They
correct.
Can't compare that.
Okay, no. So everything that Rebbe is saying here in the Sikha is only according to the opinion which the Beis Yosef is like the Sfarad and the Beis Yosef that a woman cannot make a bracha on Sukkah and Lulav and Svira. That's what the Beis Yosef passes. The Sfarad, many Sfarad, are not that way. So then,
it's
what
part
she?
Of the culture also.
Yeah.
Shaila is also even according to the Beis Yosef. Does that mean there's according no mitzvah of the mitzvah whatsoever?
Yeah.
Well, there is a mitzvah of the mitzvah.
Oh, I'm second. According to what the Rebbe is saying now, there's no mitzvah of the mitzvah.
Is it the same as if they're
what? One second, what?
For a woman sits in a sukkah.
Yeah. According to Ashkenazim. Oh, with Mishesh. Oh, yeah. We paskin that a woman makes a bracha leishu basukkah vada, but not this far. Then
once I have it, I think since it's Bishus Rabbi and he has to be constantly involved with the. A rabbi, he's now a daven, right? So even if it's a mitzvah, sasesh, asman grama, it's not that he's potter and a megaston. I think he's...
Not allowed because he's meshubat. He's meshubat to his rab.
So other one wants him to.
Fine, this is
it. He did it. Yeah.
Counting Svira takes 10 seconds, so it's not...
But now, what about the case of... What about...
It's 32 seconds.
What about someone who, let's say, missed out at night and then he says it during the day without a bracha?
Mm-hmm.
So he's mekayim the mitzvah for that
day? Continue counting, yeah.
So he's not like in this case where he didn't do the mitzvah.
No, because what Alter Rebbe explains Shulchan Aruch, because b'diavad you can cut the aymer by day and the carbon is brought by day, so it's also considered to be the kiyum of the mitzvah. You don't make a bracha. The carbon was brought by day. It was cut by night. The kitzira was by night, but it was brought by day. Okay, the Rebbe spells it out there. Let's see. V'kivin shekein. So now that we understand that counting when it's not a mitzvah and counting when it is a mitzvah is not the same thing. Evet shenishtachar b'emtzi me'es svira. Eini yochel lispa b'brocha will not be able to count with a brocha. Af shesofa kol yom shalach neizah, even if you counted all the days before. The real mitzvah of the svira, that it's actually accomplishing something, is only when you have the mitzvah. What you counted before this, you're not doing it as a mitzvah. It's not a mitzvah at all. So if so, how could he today count? If he didn't have the 9 days before, because he was not yet freed, and he didn't have the mitzvah. So the Rebbe now will say the same thing is when you get to a cotton shin is gadol, and the same thing is if Mashiach comes in the middle of Svira. Al derech zeh, similarly, yishmakim l'shakel v'tayyeh b'kotn shehigdol. if you have a bar mitzvah in the middle of Svira. This is very common. I mean, Eved Shen Ishtachar B'Zman Hazeh, we don't have it all, because there's no Eved Divri B'Zman Hazeh. Well, Eved Kanani, that is, B'Zman Hazeh. Also, Gershon is Gayer, Katnus Shen is Gadol. A Katnus Shen is Gadol. The Av Shegam B'Katnus Ha'ki in mitzvah Svira Seimer Midrabbanon. When he was a cotton, he fulfilled the mitzvah of Sfiris Aimer, but that was only midrabbanon. Midin chinuch. Wait, that's coming. It's only midin chinuch. Umitzvah say, gam midrabbanon achshevei. So there is some chshivas to what he's doing, because midrabbanon he has a mitzvah. Limitzi is Sfiris Yamim, so it has a certain chshivas of the days that he's counting. Mikom makem, it doesn't have the same level of chshivas as a mitzvah min ha-teireh. Kivin shachiyuvim derabbanon lekamadeis einam ella al hagavra. The main chiyuv derabbanon is you should do this action, you should not do this action, but it only pertains to the person. V'loy al hacheftze. It doesn't affect the actual object that the mitzvah is done with. What's the heftze of the mitzvah in Sfiris Haemer? The days. You're counting the days. You're establishing the days. So therefore, it doesn't have the same koyach. Yesh mokim loymar shechiyuv asfira mitzvah midrabbanon. Einoy dai lahachshiv. It doesn't have the same kind of significance to give it importance as sfiras hayomim b'negei lechiyuvim min ha-teira. And therefore, v'layuchal avarif bebracha. If he becomes a bar mitzvah, he won't be able to make with a bracha. And here that Rebbe adds in the Ara 31.
Days, even if he's not bar mitzvah, he still makes with a bracha.
You can make with a bracha. Take a look in Ara 31. Af shebekatnusay sofar bebracha midrabanan.
You should stop making.
Yeah, you have to stop making a bracha. He won't be able to make with a bracha. Because now that he became bar mitzvah and he has a new obligation, we look at him and we say, and what you did before, you didn't count with a bracha. This is the one example where bar mitzvah bacher goes like he loses an opportunity.
It's a good riddle. What are you chayv before, and you're not chayv
afterwards. So according to what it says in Ara 31, it would come out that even by women, even according to our many, that women do make a bracha, but they didn't really have the chiyuv. They can choose to do it, but they didn't really have the chiyuv.
Mitzvah actually is only by mitzvah chiyuvus and not a mitzvah sheinah.
Yeah, correct. If they choose to do it, it doesn't have the same kind of chiyuvus as. And therefore, a woman that the eved kanani that made a bracha, even if the eved kanani made a bracha, can't continue counting.
If they do a mitzvah shalazman grama and they do it.
What do you mean by the word yaitze? Yaitze is when you have an obligation. The mekayim, not yaitze though.
The
mekayim a mitzvah. Only if you have a chiyuv. If you have a chiyuv min ha-teira, so that gives it a certain chshivus. Okay, it's a similar thing that you're making a bracha, and you have an obligation with the rabbanim, and it doesn't work min ha-teira. She doesn't have the obligation with the raisa. She's allowed to do it anyways, huh?
The same story to washing the kid in
the Kayan. He's not a bardas. He's not a person that chiyuvim can be chal on him because he's not a bardas. Let's finish the paragraph.
Kivin should be
right. Mishtatav. That's a different din. It's a special din. The carbon pesach. Kivin mishtatav. Right. Kivin should be yachas lachiyuv shenischad chadish kel shehigdil lekayemes etzla mitzvah shal yamuz lefneiza. So the cotton did it before. But now that he's chayav and atayra, it's not the same at all.
Yeah.
Okay, this is a big chiddush. You can see the Rebbe himself is not saying this as a maskana 100%. The lashon of the sikha here is yesh mokum loymar. Yesh, you see the side of it. Yesh mokum loymar. That comes the point of
the.
Yesh mokum loymar. Now the Rebbe concludes. Yesh lohaisiv shenaf kimin agam benegei l'gdoilim. Same nafkimin has also been a gay to all people. Kishayav Mashiach Tzitkeino Shachakale Bechoyev Shayavoy Beemtzi Yemei Svirif. Mashiach comes in the middle of Svirif Haimer V'yiv Nebeis HaMikdosh V'nekayim Mitzvah Svirif Haimer Kitikunim Min HaTeire and will fulfill the mitzvah the way it's supposed to be done Min HaTeire, because today it's only Midrabbanon Ha'im Yuchaliyos HaHemshech the Svirif Haimer Bebroche Min HaTeire. Could you then continue counting with the bracha even min ha-teira? Behemshech lahamitzis the sfiras hayamim mitzad achiyuv midrabbana bezman hazeh l'roi vadeis the sfiras hayamim bezman hazeh midrabbana. Most opinion hold that today it's only midrabbana, which is what Alter Rebbe Paskin's like. So since today it's only midrabbana, so the significance, the koyach, the mitzias of your sfira today cannot combine to the mitzias of sfira min ha-teira, which is a completely different chshivas. So it's like you didn't count before. It's like you missed days counting. So if you miss days, according to these opinions, you can't continue counting. That's the shaila here. Huh? Yeah. Okay, we don't have time to conclude the sinya bifnim, but the Rebbe concludes in the next ois that yaisa nira laimar, that the sphira sa'ime is significant because the Eibishter commanded it. The significance of sphira doesn't start when the person has the mitzvah, but from the time that the Eibishter gave the mitzvah. When the Eibishter commands to count, that itself gives chshivas for it. So even if the individual is a person that's not obligated, for, whether he's a katan, whether he's a isha, whether he's a bzman hazeh, even if the individual is in a matzav that he doesn't have the mitzvah, but since by matan Torah the Eibishter commanded, that is what gives the chshivas automatically. So therefore, the Rebbe says that the very fact that the Eibishter commands the mitzvah, that gives a chshivas automatically, regardless of whether you specifically are mechuyev or not. And therefore, if Mashiach comes in the middle of Sfiris Aimer, you will be able to make a bracha. Okay, we'll have to finish with this. Yes, the very fact that they commanded it. Yeah.